This morning, we're going to read a story about King David, the second king of Israel. And the story we're going to read about King David happened near the end of the time that he was king. So he was an older man. And one thing that happened during that time is there was actually a rebellion against him by his son Absalom. So King David had to take his most trusted men and leave Jerusalem until this rebellion was ended. So in the story this morning, listen for what happened to King David and his men after they were leaving Jerusalem. Listen to what a man named Shimei did to them. This is from the second book of Psalms. And King David came even unto Bahurim, and behold, there came out a man from the family of the house of Saul, and his name was Shimei, the son of Gera. Coming out, he came out and reviled, that means insulted, King David. And he stoned David and all the servants of King David with stones. And all the people and all the heroes were at his right hand and at his left. And thus said Shimei when he reviled or insulted David, he said, go out, thou man of blood and man of Belial. To call a person a man of Belial then was calling them a bad man. And Shimei continued, he said, Yahuwah has returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned, and Yahuwah has given the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. And behold, thou art in thine evil, because thou art a man of blood. So Shimei was saying to King David that he thought that the Lord actually wanted Absalom to be king and not David. Shimei was very, very confused, wasn't he? Because David was the Lord's anointed as king, but Shimei thought it should be Absalom instead. Now let's continue reading, and let's look for what David's men and King David decided to do in response to this man who was throwing stones and insults at them. Are you ready to listen to that part of the story, what happens next?
Yes.
Let's see if we can tell what David does in response and his men. And Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, said unto the king, why should this dead dog revile my lord the king? Let me cross over now and remove his head. And the king said, what is there to me and to you, ye sons of Zeruiah? For let him revile me, because Yahuwah has said to him, revile David. Let him stay and let him revile me. So isn't this interesting? King David responded by saying, don't put him to death. So let's take a look at an illustration of this story before we read the rest of it, because this will help us understand what's happening in this story. Can you all see this picture of the story? Can you all see this picture?
Yeah.
So let's look at this carefully for a moment, and then we'll figure out how what we just read about is happening in this picture. Can you see the picture? Let's start with this man right here. Who do you think that is?
The king.
That's right. That's King David. And how can you tell? He has a little crown on his head, and he looks like he's an older man here, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Now, who do you think this is over here? Who do you think that is with his hand back? Who do you think that is right there? That's right. The man who was throwing stones and insulting King David. His name was Shimei. So that's who that is. And then one more person. You might not have heard this man's name. Do you know who this is right here behind King David? Yes? One of his very loyal soldiers. And what did he want to do? If you look at his hand, you can tell what he wanted to do.
He wanted to keep the stones away.
That's right. He wanted to protect the king by hurting or putting to death Shimei, didn't he? Did the king let him do that? You can see his hand right here. What's he doing? He's saying no. He's stopping him.
So he has a sword in his hand.
He does, because he wants to use that against Shimei, but King David is saying no. So let's keep this in mind. We're going to finish the story. After Absalom's rebellion was over, Absalom died himself, and David went back to Jerusalem to become king, to take the throne again. And Shimei asked David for forgiveness, and again, Abishai wanted to put him to death, and David said no. And then David died, and his son Solomon became king. And now let's read about what Solomon did, because he knew about the bad thing that Shimei did to David. Are you ready to hear how Solomon treated Shimei?
Yes.
Okay, so let's finish the story and learn about that. And Solomon sent and called for Shimei and said unto him, build thee a house in Jerusalem and dwell there and do not go forth. So Solomon didn't put him to death either. He said, stay in Jerusalem. And he said, it shall be on the day that thou go out and cross over the brook Kidron, knowing thou shalt know that dying thou shalt die, thy blood shall be on thine own head. The brook Kidron was a little river below Jerusalem in a valley. So Solomon's saying to Shimei, go stay in Jerusalem. But if you leave, if you cross over that brook, then you'll be put to death. So that was the deal. And Shimei, let's see if he understood it. He said to the king, thy word is good. He understood what he was saying. And my lord, the king has spoken, so thy servant will do. And Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. And it was at the end of 3 years that two servants of Shimei ran away unto Achish, son of Maacah, king of Gath. That's a city that the Philistines had. And they told Shimei, saying, behold, thy servants are in Gath. Now listen to what Shimei did. Do you think Shimei should leave Jerusalem? Solomon told him not to, but listen to what he did. And Shimei arose and saddled his donkey and went to Gath to Achish to seek his servants. And Shimei went and brought his servants from Gath. And it was told to Solomon that Shimei had gone to Jerusalem, had gone from Jerusalem to Gath. And the king sent and called for Shimei and said unto him, did I not promise thee by Yehovah and testify against thee, saying, in the day that thou goest out and walkest here and there, knowing thou shalt know that dying thou shalt die? So Solomon reminded Shimei of the agreement that they had and reminded Shimei that he understood it. So then it says, the king commanded Benaiah the son of Jehoiada, and he went out and fell upon him, and he died. And the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon. So in the story, Shimei did something he shouldn't have done, didn't he? And then David didn't put him to death, and Solomon didn't put him to death, because it seems Shimei was very, very confused about what was happening. He was all confused about supporting Absalom instead of David. So instead what happened is Solomon gave him a very clear set of rules that he could follow. And he understood them, didn't he? But then when he went against those rules, that's when he was put to death and put out of the kingdom. And you know what this story does for us? This story helps us understand how the Lord helps us get rid of parts of us that are like Shimei. Now here's an example. Think about the very first time, maybe if you can remember it, that you learned you had to share something that was yours. Maybe it was a birthday present or a Christmas present or a special gift, and it was all yours and you owned it. It belonged only to you. And when you learned you had to share it, that was pretty hard, wasn't it? It was confusing and maybe didn't make a whole lot of sense at first. And maybe even you could have reacted a little bit like Shimei did here. But then as you learn from your parents and you talk about how to love your neighbor and learn that the things that you love and love to play with, if you share them with other people in your family or with your friends, that actually is more fun, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It actually makes them happy, doesn't it? And then that makes you happy as well. And so what then happens next is when you think of not sharing again, it's a lot easier to put those ideas out of your head, because the Lord helps you put those things out of your head, just like Solomon put Shimei out of the kingdom. So from this story, we can see how when the Lord helps us get rid of things in our head that shouldn't be there, he also helps us establish the kingdom of heaven in us. Amen.